Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Here we are before the divisional game. Head coach Bill Belichick joins me now. And Coach, during the bye week, you sat here and talked about how big a week of preparation it was going to be for your team. How'd the week go as far as correcting things and preparing for potentially what opponent you may play? And now it's Tennessee.
Right. Well, we addressed some things. Hopefully we made some progress on them. I think they'll have some application in this game, but we'll see exactly how much.
And then Friday, the weekend comes, and then all of a sudden you read stuff. It's the demise of the Patriots that's settling in. And I'm not getting into specifics of what was talked about, but fair to say to the fans that the owner, the head coach, and the quarterback, everybody's on the same page.
That's fair.
Okay, good. We'll talk about Mariota, that scrambling quarterback. You face guys like Cam Newton this year, obviously Tyrod Taylor twice, Deshaun Watson in one of his first starts. How much does going back to those games and looking at some things of maybe a front or a secondary, how you played those guys can help you in a game against Mariota?
Well, we've been talking about it all year, as you said, from the beginning of the year all the way to the final weeks of the season. And so we knew going into this game that between Mariota, Smith at Kansas City and Taylor at Buffalo, one of those three teams, it would be a scrambling quarterback with whichever one of those teams we played. So that's one of the things in the bye week that we were able to take note of and talk about, because however it turned out, we were going to be dealing with an athletic quarterback in this game. This guy's he's a runner, and so we have to treat him like a running back if he's out of the pocket.
You look across the league, a lot of opportunities for a lot of coaches, a lot of young guys getting opportunities. You're a spring chicken. You're 39 years of age. Dick LeBeau, across the way, 80 years of age. You faced Dick a ton of times. As a defensive guy, a true-blooded Hall of Famer, how much respect do you have for him?
Yeah, tremendous. I mean, what Coach LeBeau has done for the game of football and for the National Football League and his long and illustrious career is just so impressive. And he's a high quality person. I mean, he's a great guy, great coach, great leader. He's had a tremendous positive impact on the game. League very fortunate to have had him as a part of it, both as a player and as a coach for his storied career.